Economist Martin Weitzman, who died recently on August 27th, should have won a Nobel Prize. I was lucky enough to know him personally, and I know that the fact that this brilliant mind is no longer with us is a loss for the entire world, not just the economics profession. Weitzman proved, using sophisticated mathematical techniques, that it is essential to take the steps necessary to stop climate change. He argued against the view that it would be too expensive to take those drastic steps to curb carbon emissions, given scientific uncertainties. In an article entitled "Economics of Catastrophic Climate Change," he laid out the analysis convincingly. In a detailed interview with the PBS NewsHour's business reporter, Paul Solomon, Weitzman presented his points in lay terminology. Quote, increased atmospheric carbon dioxide concentrations lead to increased global average temperature. Increased global average temperature leads to increased climate changes and planetary changes like higher sea levels. Increased climate and planetary changes eventually result in increased damages to humans and the planet. He then poses the question that is impossible to answer. By how much? As in, when all is said and done about climate change, sea level rises, etc., how much damage to humans and the planet are we looking at? Here, Weitzman acknowledges that there are significant uncertainties involved in answering those multiple by how much questions. Questions about the rate of global warming, the impact on the weather and sea level, the impact on humans, species of plants and animals, and the planet's overall ecosystems. And those uncertainties provide the fodder for the global warming denialists, who, with the exception of a handful of true scientists expressing skepticism, are hired guns for the fossil fuel industry, who either know better or are genuinely incompetent. But here is where Weitzman makes the point that should be emblazoned in all our minds. Quote, for an economist, abating CO2 emissions is like buying insurance against a catastrophe. We should cut back on CO2 emissions not only to lower average damages, but perhaps more importantly, to lower the probability of catastrophic damages. He notes that climate denial skeptics assert that the uncertainties mean we might be wasting a lot of money and needlessly, for example, giving up cheap air travel and gas-guzzling cars. But Weitzman has an answer. Quote, if we continue on a business-as-usual trajectory, then there is some non-trivial probability of a catastrophic climate outcome. Prudence would seem to dictate taking action to cut back greenhouse gas emissions significantly. If we don't start buying into this insurance policy soon, the human race could end up being very sorry should a future climate catastrophe rear its ugly head. Now, my version of this is simple. A catastrophic climate disaster imposes infinite costs, the collapse of civilization. In fact, one possible scenario involves the death of every oxygen-breathing creature on Earth, as billions of metric tons of methane gas currently trapped in frozen permafrost and the deepest, coldest reaches of the oceans are released into the atmosphere. Even if that does not happen, the rises in sea levels, the crop failures, the rendering of many land areas on Earth uninhabitable will also bring catastrophic population declines and migrations, with a strong possibility of wars resulting as well. Again, these disasters may have a low probability of occurring, and if they do occur, they won't happen for close to 100 years, but an infinite cost remains infinite no matter how many years in the future it will occur. Martin Weitzman demonstrated that with mathematical and logical precision.